Be'ez Hashem Yisbeluch, we begin Perek Shmoyne Asr, the 18th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Pesul Makdash and the laws of invalidation regarding Karbanos and the Seif Avodah, which we continue regarding the theme of the previous Parakim, regarding when we have a machshava, a thought process that is a problem in the Karban itself, and also regarding that this is a prohibition, and regarding those that related of that it's forbidden to be eaten, those Karbanos. As Rambam begins Allah Chav regarding the negative prohibition. So anyone who has a thought that's inappropriate regarding the carbon, and is either to say he violates a negative prohibition, because the pasuk says, you should not think, which halacha beis, mepiash molam, from tradition they learned, shebechlal din ze, what's included in this halacha, not to think regarding the carbon, it means that you should not detract from the carbon with your thought. This is very similar to inflicting a blemish on a carbon. Now, Vava became in a loike, still you're not going to get lashed. I mean, even though inflicting a blemish in the carbon, actually one gets lashed, as Rambam says in Perek Aleph Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach, here one was not going to get lashed, although it's essentially the same thing because you're invalidating it. She'ein ha-machshava ma'isa, because ultimately thought is not an action, and Allah she'ein b'ma'isa in loikin love, you don't get lashes if it does not have an action. Halacha Gimel continue does on this theme regarding the related prohibitions of eating from these types of karbanos. So kol carbon shenoyma, any carbon that we're going to say shu pasul, that's invalid. And bein shenifsal b'machshava, whether it became invalid because of a thought, like we're talking about these parakim, bein b'maisa, whether because of an action, or bein she'er by davar shepasul, whether something in the environment happened to it that made it invalid, whatever it was. Kol oichel memenu kezayis b'meis, whoever eats from it on all sides of it deliberately, like it gets lashed, not like it says a pasuk in the barim, lo yisoichel kol ta'eva, one should not eat from all this abomination, which halacha dal m'piyash mulam, the different tradition they learned, she'en akasa mazay el pasul mekdashin, the pasuk is only warning regarding these pasul mekdashin, which the topic, the title of these halachas, of that which became invalidated in the laws of kachim. And halacha hey, b'chein kachim shuto ben mum, so too regarding a carbon that it developed a blemish, that a blemish was placed in them. Ha'oichemem kezayis, if someone eats an olive size of them, like it's going to get lashes. Harim b'chal kol David, this included in the category of all that which is abomination regarding kachim. Ah, she'evol lehem mum acher, until it develops a blemish, a different blemish, v'yachlu b'mumum, and then it's going to be eaten in its blemish state, meaning a firstborn animal, which would be without being redeemed. Other kachim, according to their halacha, after they're redeemed, where biblically it's permitted to redeem even if the blemish was inflicted by a person, but the rabbis penalized that would be forbidden. So therefore, here, since we're saying that it's when it becomes permitted to be eaten, so it actually requires another blemish to happen by itself. And it's just putting together the halachas of Bukhari and other kachim, where regarding this, it's the same. Kamashan, like we explained, the halachas Bukhari is Perek Bez Halacha Zayin, and only then would it be permitted to be eaten. But beforehand, it's included in this Isra Lisechel Kol Te'eva. Now, B'chol Shebesulim Misafik, and anything that it's invalidated because of a doubt, in Lincoln Love, if someone would eat it, would not get lashes, like old Safik regarding Kudshim, that one would not get lashes. Halacha Vav, Kol Karbon Shenispaga B'machshava Sazman. Any carbon that became pigal because he had a machshava that should be eaten Chutz Sazman, like we explained in the previous Parakim, here also, Kol Eichem Meni Gezayis B'meid, whoever eats an olive size of it. But here, if he does it deliberately, chayev karis, and that's what's most severe about pigal, not only is he going to get lashes, actually chayev karis, which is dying at a young age. And I'm like, it says in the pasuk in the yikra, about nefesh, achelz memenu, whoever the soul who eats from it, avoy noitisa, will carry his sin, which that means karis. And the machamen meshkag, if he eats from it by mistake, maybe chatzis kavu, he brings what's called a permanent chatzis, whether he's wealthy or poor, he brings a carbon that's an animal. Now, Halacha Zayin qualifies this punishment of karis. Ein chayav and karis, not liable for karis, which we says is unique for that of pigal, which is of the machshava chutzis manay. Ela achilas dvarm, only if you're eating something of that carbon shuhuchu, which became permitted by an avoda in another part of this carbon. Bein la'od demel mezbeach. So it's only if you're eating something which became permitted, whether for human consumption or the altar's consumption. Avalim ochem and amata asman. But if you eat from the permitter itself, which nothing else permitted it. It is the permitter. In the chayv karis, then one is not going to be liable for karis. Rather, you're going to be liable for lashes, like all other invalidated karbanos, which doesn't have pigal, as we said in the previous halacha. So, kitzur, how so? So, Rambam explains. It says, milchash in the spagla, regarding a flower thing that became pigal, where there was a machshava of chutz hazmanai, but one of the four avoidas, that it should be eaten either on the mizbeach or by a person, chutz hazmanai. Now this carbon became pigal. Okay, that's pigal. Now, the liabilities happen when now that I have a machshava of pigal, but now this carbon is pigal. If someone eats an olive size of its remnants deliberately, oh, he's chayv karis, he's eating from pigal. But let's say he eats from the fistful Oymil Avonu from the frankincense, ain't a chayav kars, not be liable for kars. They're the permitters will permit the leftovers to be eaten for the person. The matir is what creates pigul, but in itself does not have the halacha of pigul when you're eating from it. It's only what's the permitted part that has halacha of the liability of eating pigul. And the chayin sevach shen espagel, same thing regarding an animal sacrifice that became pigul. Someone eats an outside of its flesh. From sacrificial parts, from the meat of a carbon oil, chayav kars, mechayav kars. Because they're what get permitted by something else. Whereas if a mochel gizayis min adam, if it eats an olive size of from the blood, which that is the matzah, that when you spray the blood, that now permits all those other things we just mentioned to be done with them, whether burning on the mizbeach, whether eaten by the person, and a chayv olav mishum pigol. He's not going to be chayv for eating the blood for pigol. Shadam matzah is a mum liquor on the mizbeach, because the blood is what permits the sacrificial parts to be sacrificed on the mizbeach. And the mur matina sabasal adam, the sacrificial parts, therefore they could also have pigol in that. It's matinus and basal adam. It permits the flesh to be eaten by the person. But again, it's coming from the blood. And v'dam ha'oila matam b'sol ha'mizbech. So the blood of the oila is what permits the flesh to the mizbech. V'dam chatas ha'oiv matam b'sol ha'kanam. It's the blood of the chatas ha'oiv that permits the meat of the chatas ha'oiv to be eaten for the kanam. And v'dam ha'oila ha'oiv, the blood of the oila is matam b'sol ha'mizbech. Permits its meat to be burnt on mizbech. And v'dam chatois on the surface matam b'sol ha'mizbech. And it's the blood of the chatois on the surface, which are certain chatois have to be burnt and not eaten. But it's matay merum mizbeach. That blood, when it's sprayed, is permits its sacrificial parts on the mizbeach. Lafika chayovin al merum mishum pigol. Therefore, you're liable for the sacrificial parts if you're eating it because of pigol. Because although we said it's a matter, but it's actually it gets permitted by the dam, and the dam permits a mum, and the mum permits the baser. So again, therefore, the mum itself, you would be chayev for eating it for pigol. Hakayim is valavoyna, the frankincense and the fistful of the flower offering. Matim hashirim lekanim. Again, these are all matim, which if you eat them, you'll not be chayiv pigol because it permits the leftovers to be eaten by the kanim. Shnei kivsat says two lambs of shuas, matim shtei alechem lekanim. They permit the two breads to be eaten for the kanim. V'chein shnei bezich levayna. So do the two spoons of the frankincense, matim lechem upon lekanim. They permit the lechem upon them for the kahanim. Avad dvarim shein lematim. So that's all regarding things that have matirim. If you eat the things that were permitted, they're going to have halacha of pigol. But things that don't have permitters. Kugan b'sar chatois on the surface, like for example, the meat of the chatois are burnt outside. U'menachas on the surface, or the flower things that are burnt. So in the spagum la'ilam. So there's no pigle ever because it's not permitting anything. It's only something that has a permitter and is being permitted. As the Rambam considers halacha ches regarding things that it could either be something that's not permitting anything or it's nothing to permit it, as Rambam considers halacha ches regarding the matter. Ve'el dram shein chayyum le'mishum pigul oilam. And these are things that you're never liable for pigul for them ever. Hakayim is v'alabayin, like we said, this the fistful and the frankincense, because these are matirin, and v'akteris and the incense v'adam and the blood v'ayin and the wine. And this is bein yain ba and asachem, where the wine that is coming as libations with a carbon. So although actually the carbon actually permits it, it's not going to be pigled. The reason for that is because you could bring in the sachem at a later point in time, and there was not really dependent on the carbon, and there was not being permitted. And bein yain above an asma, with the wine that comes on its own, u'minachas on the surface kulin, or less of the flower things that are totally burnt on mizbeach, sharein lam koymitz latiron, because there's no festival that's permitting them. So again, either it's if it's permitting something else, or then it's not going to be, or if it's not permitting anything else, or if it's nothing's being permitted, or there's nothing that's permitting it. Could get mechas kahanim, like for example, the mecha of a koyin is totally burnt on the mizbeach. Or mecha nesachim, the flower libation is totally burnt on the mizbeach. Ubesach chatas nesavis, and the meat of the chatas nesavis totally burnt. The leg shemesh mitzayra and the leg of oil of the mitzayra totally burnt. There's nothing that's being permitted. Now, if you're going to say, wait a second, well, dama osham atir, the blood of the osham permits the leg shemesh of the mitzayra to be done. In a tabit, no, it doesn't depend on it. Say, other maybe Hashem ha'yim, because the person can bring his carbon Hashem today. The leg achak kamyim, he can bring a log of oil after many days. Like we explained in its place in Perek Dal from Michus Mechusik Kabar Locha Beis. So it's just like Michus Nesachim, where nothing is permitting it. So this that the leg shemen is being used, it doesn't have a matter, and there's not going to have locha of pigul. Halacha test, a related halacha to that of pigul that we're discussing in the previous parakim, is that of the locha of naisin, which that's really what pigul is machshava. You're having in mind that it should be eaten beyond its time. Then there's halacha of actually, it's forbidden to leave over the meat of the carbon after the time of when you're allotted to eat it. Like it says, by the carbon of the Thanksgiving offering, it says, don't leave it over till the morning. So that's by Taida, but same thing applies to all other carbonas, which we learn out, all carbonas from the Taida. Now, but if someone does leave it over, you know, like it doesn't get lashes, because it's what's called a lava nitik lasei. The Torah remedies it by fixing it with a positive commandment. Because the pasuk says in Shemayis, "Vaneisim in the book." If you did leave it open till the morning, Beish says, "Rabbi, you should burn the fire." So since the negative prohibition is being remedied by the positive commandment, because it's telling you what to do if you did, then there's no lasher for that. Halacha Yud continues regarding, as we spoke about by pickle, when you eat from it, so it's regarding the nicer. If someone does eat an olive size of the meat of a carbon that was left over, so if he does deliberately chayv karas, it's chayv karas. But if he does by mistake, he brings a permanent karmachatas. Shemek says the pasuk in the Yisa, whoever eats it will carry his sin, which as this is actually the source where we see Avayni Yisa as reported in the previous pasuk, because the holy things of Hashem is desecrated, but nichras and he gets karas. Now, Emes says chayv karas al chilas and from when is there the liability of karas for eating the leftovers? So im kachem kachem him, if they're the higher level karbanos which could be eaten for a day and a night, chayv malei ma'achas she'al manashach, you're liable for them, even though you're not supposed to eat after chatzais, but the actual biblical violation is only once it's the rise of dawn the next morning. Now, vim kachem kalmim, now if they're the low level karbanos would actually be eaten for 2 days and the night in between them, so chayv alei mishkei zacham asher yimashen, then you're liable for when the sun sets after day number two. So it's chilas alal asher yimashlich, which is the beginning of the night of day three. Now, that's the punishments. Meheichin hizra kasval pigavan nesa. Where do we find the Torah's warning, which you have to have a hazhara and which call the hazhara in the Torah, the Torah warning, and then the punishment. We say the warning, we're going to pigavan nesa. So it's actually b'meluim. It's actually by the inauguration of the Mishkan, when the Aaron and the sons were bringing certain kabbanas. Shari nem Hashem, it says over there in Shemais, lo yoichal, don't eat it, ki kaidishem, because they're holy, which is lahazar al kol shabsula b'kodesh, which coming to warn whatever its invalidations is regarding that of kachim. Shabalaisa say alechalasa, where it's a negative prohibition, if you're not supposed to eat from it, it's telling you that it's going to have a negative prohibition, and that's where we see the asar of the pigle and the nisa. Halachir Aleph tells us that these two isurim actually are related, and they're similar regarding the beyond its time, that they combine. The pigle and nisa misturf mizem zelikazais. The pigle, if someone eats a pigle and nisa, they combine for a share of a kazais. All pigles and nicer, they all combine. Halacha Yud Beis continues on another related halacha regarding that of tuma. Now, it's not the same as pigle nicer, but they're usually in the same category of pigle nicer and tame. Where usla tame to kachim is forbidden to create tuma to kachim. Just like you're not allowed to make it puzzle, you're not make it tame. Or lesabev lem tuma, or to cause it to become tame. Shari paisim, because again, that's invalidating, and therefore that's the same to these halachas. Tame tame to kachim, now if someone does contaminate kachim, ain't no like it's not going to get lashes. But if you have a tar person that eats an olive size of a carbon that became tame, he is like he gets lashes. So like says the pasuk of Yikra, and the meat of a carbon which is going to touch anything that's tame, a person shouldn't eat, and he violated a negative prohibition if he gets lashes. And what then the shark carbon? The same thing is regarding all other carbonas. Let's say it's an olive size of the frankincense of a flower offering. Shenitma that became tame after it became sanctified in the vessel, so like he's going to get lashes. And this is echad kachim shenit mulef nekabar. This is whether if the carbon became tummy before the atonement or la'achad kabar after the atonement, doesn't make a difference when. Bein shenit b'avatama, whether it became tummy with an avatama or b'vladatama or the secondary level of tummy shall return, but as long as it's biblical. Avam nit b'tumma shall return, but became tummy from rabbinic tummies, in the lake of chosim, then you're not going to get lashes because that's only regarding biblical law you get lashes. Avmakanos and makas matzv, we're given the lashes of rebellion, which is the rabbinic lashes. And moral, vein aloike elo eich la'achas rik is dam. He's only going to get lashes if he's eating this carbon that became tame, if he's eating it after the blood was sprayed. But if he eats it before the blood was sprayed, then he's not going to get lashes for eating kachim that is tame, because it's not yet been affected that it's even permitted to be eaten. But that's why the Rambam is saying you don't get lashes for that, because you actually get lashes for eating kachim before the blood is sprayed, which you're not supposed to eat from it yet. So you're not going to get lashes for the tame part. But Avol Makanos and Makas Matzv, but you will give him rabbinic lashes for the fact that he is eating it, this kachim that's tame. Halacha Yud Gimel continues with a related halacha, not so much that the kachim is tame that he's eating, but rather if the person is tame regarding that of kachim. As Rambam tells us, Kol Adam Shenit Matuma, any person that became tame from a tuma, Shechayov Nalea Kares, that he's chayv Kares al Bias Hamikdash. So this person has a specific tuma. That, and the reason is because we actually learned that out from the halacha Bias HaMikdash, it's a type of tumah that he would be chayv karas al Bias HaMikdash for coming into the Bias HaMikdash with that type of a tumah. So he didn't come into the Bias HaMikdash, but v'ochel kizayis min hakachim. In that state of tumah, he ate an olive size of a carbon. Bim HaKadosh Tar, Bim HaKadosh Tumah, it doesn't make a difference if the kachim is Tar or tumah. which this is a more severe halacha when he himself is tamei, more than when the meat is tamei, which we said that's lashes. Here, b'meizvah does liberally arise in the schayv karas, mechayv karas. Shemek says in the pasuk, v'anefesh ha'shotech v'gomev, the soul that's going to eat, etc. Mizevach ha'shlam ha'shel Hashem, from the karmen shlam that's v'Hashem, b'tumasei olav, and the tum is on him, and he eats it, b'nechus is going to get karas. And he eats it by mistake. Maybe Karmel Eliyahu, he brings, this is one of those unique halachas that, depending on the person's financial status, he brings either a more expensive or cheaper carbon depending on how much he could afford. Now, the question is, how do we know it's Toma? Where, when it says Olav, it means on him, on his body has a Toma, and not Olav on the carbon that the carbon is Tomei. Because we have a pasuk that says, the nefesh kisiga b'chol Tomei. If there's going to be a person that's going to touch anything that's tummy, but tumas adam, the tum of a man, the tum of a behemoth tummy, or tummy of an animal, a bechol sheket tummy, or any tummy vermin, va'achem b'sar zevach hashlam asher Hashem, is going to eat from the meat of the carbon shlam that for Hashem in that physical state that he has tumah. But Nichus says clearly that that's the case, he's going to get cursed. And who had done the shor kachem mizbeach, something is also not just regarding shlam, but all kachem mizbeach that halacha applies. So that's regarding the punishment. Now, v'heichen his olavins, where would we find the Torah warning regarding this sin of partaking of kachim when the person has tumah on him? We find it by yeladus, find it by a woman who gave birth. Sherei Nemabok, it says regarding her that she has a physical state of tumah. It says b'chol kodesh le'siga, regarding all holy things she shouldn't touch, which halach yedal mepiash molamdu, from the tradition they learned. Shazu asor le'tumish le'yoychol kodesh kodesh kodesh. Well, this actually is teaching us that someone that tumah should not eat from the kachim before he immerses. Now, someone eats kachim after they've already immersed, but couldn't she have shimshay before the sun sets? So it's like a quasi tar because you're not fully tar until the sunset. Or couldn't she have kaparasa before they bring their atonement, which even after harav shemesh, but some people have to wait like yeledes till they bring their atonements on the following day. Like, there's only going to be lashes, but vein of chayav karas is not going to be liability of karas. Krishnamit says the pasuk, but tumasi olam, when he's brought the pasuk before, his tumas on him, which is achati kol tumas olam, until all his tumas on him. If it was weakened a little bit because of after the tefillah, then there's not going to be a punishment of eating the kachim in the state of tumah to get karas. Halachat is vav. Now, hayu tumi but tumas shal devarim, but let's say he was only tumi from rabbinic tumah, so in a leka, then he doesn't get lashes. Vein etzarch lemesh in the chayv karas, you don't have to say he's not going to have karas, because it's not biblically even tamei. I will not give him smakas mitzvah, but give him rabbinic lashes, because rabbinically is tamei, and he's eating from kachim in the state of tamei. Halacha design further qualifying this halacha. Ein chayv karas, one is not liable for karas. Al kodesh sheyishli matirin, if he's tamei, physical tamei, he's not going to have karas for kachim that have permitters. Ah, sheyochel emenu achas karas matirin, only if he's eating from that item after that permitter was already done. Aval machal asabasa, but if he's eating the meat and he has a physical tumah, he's eating from it, koydin zukis done before the blood of the carbon was sprayed, which is the matter of the carbon. In like, is he not getting a lash b'shem tamei shakal as koydish for being tamei that's eating kachim? Because that called this is the rule. Kol sheyesh matirin, anything that has a permitter, and chayav lav b'shem pigul b'shem noisim b'shem tamei. This is where we say all these three come together, which we're discussing. Pigul with machshav chutzazmane, noisim if it's left chutzazmane, or b'shem tamei, or making it tamei, or it became tamei, and he's eating it, and he's tamei. Until the matim were done according to their halachas, only then are you going to have the liability of these three halachas. Now, b'chosh ein matirin, but whatever does not have permitters, so then, kibin shakadosh b'kli, once you're already sanctified in the vessel, chayinam l'mashem tumi, you're going to be liable if he is tamei and he's eating this kachim, it's already ready to be eaten because there's no matirin, then he's mechayev for eating the state of tama. And afilu nitma habasar, kibin shetama oichel. And even if the meat itself became tamei before the one who's eating it became tamei, which we learned in Halacha Yud Gimel, that a tummy person that eats the meat of kachim that's tummy, is mechayev karas. Here the Rambam is telling us that even if the meat became tummy first, and then the person became tummy, you still can be mechayev karas. Now, even though generally you say, ein nesachal al iser, so it already had the iser of tumas basar. How are you going to make the iser of tumas aguf, which is more severe, take effect? Yes, you could, because the iser that comes with the tumah of his body is what's called iser koil, because it includes other things that was not included on the person beforehand, because a tummy person has many halachas. So even if the meat became tummy before the person became tummy, but once the permitters are sacrificed, and eats it, so too, let's eat from the meat of the chatois that is supposed to be burnt. For tummy's tummy, once the blood is sprayed, which is what permits it, he's for eating it in the state of tummy. Now, Halacha Zayin, it's already been explained to you in Halacha Zayin, sha'af dvarm shen chayom lim shem pigol, that even things that there's no liability for pigol, you'll be liable for if it's leftover or if it became tummy, because pigul is tully in a certain criterion, but nice is any carbon that was left over, and so to tummy. Now, Ketzer Hausos explains. Dvarim she'en lematim, things that don't have permitters, so like we say, in chayim lem shem pigol, not going to be liable for pigol. But chayim lem shem nice of tummy, you can be liable for those other two categories of nice and tummy, if it was left over and you eat from it, or if he was tummy and he eats from the kachem. And mechin hamatir matzmas, so do the permitters themselves. Av bishin chayim lem shem pigol, although we said that there's no pigol on the matzah, kumash ben, like we explained, but chayim lem shem nice of tummy, if let's say that matir was left over, or he was tamei, he's going to be liable, chutz min adam. The one exception is blood. There you're never going to be liable in it, except for that one thing regarding the halacha of blood. If a tamei person eats the sacrificial parts, chayev karas, he's going to be chayev for karas, that's included in halacha of eating, that's considered as an eaten item, to be chayev for eating in the state of tamei. Halacha yutes, achel. Let's say a tummy person eats a Pesach Shalei Nitzla, a Korban Pesach that wasn't roasted, which is supposed to be roasted. And this is where it relates to the previous halacha. Or let's say you have the breads of the Taida where you didn't separate from the breads, which one out of every four types, you have to go ahead, one of every category, you have to take off Truma and give it to the Kayin. So you can't eat until you do that. You're still going to be Chayv Karas for eating it in a state of physical ritual impurity. Now, even though they're not really fit for what they are meant for, because, and that's what we're saying, it's unlike the prior halachas. Because ultimately, you amakiv they matirim. It's just some secondary problem that says you're not allowed to eat it because you didn't roast the korban pesach, or you didn't give the trumas halachim to the kohen, but it was ready to cover matirim, so then there's going to be halacha of karas for eating in the state of tama. Now, more of another halachas, it's not possible to be liable for one act of eating on that carbon for both pigle and nisa. And the reason for that is because shapigol, who are carbon shenifsal mokshav zizman, is a carbon that became possible with a thought of it being done chutz zizmanai. Ve'ino ilashim carbon, and therefore it's not effective as a carbon at all, and it's a klal, it's not accepted at all. Whereas v'anisir, to the contrary, the leftovers of a carbon, who hanishim a carbon shekarv k'mitzvasai, la'achazman chalasai, it's actually leftovers of a carbon that was sacrificed appropriately after the time they're allowed to eat it. So you can't have both. Pigle is possible, and nisir is from a carbon that was kosher. Halacha chav, now related idea, is a pigul v'anayisa v'atame. These three categories that you have of meat of a carbon that had pigul, or that was left over, and that was, and when there's tumah, shebalon zebazeb acholim, where if he mixes all these three types of invalidations together and he eats from them, chayiv is going to be chayiv, because ava b'shadib min al chabir, although you have, let's say, one species more than the other one, in mevatle, it's not nullifying, it's chayin yisum mevatle zebazeb, because prohibitions cannot nullify one the other, and therefore you have all three yisum that are still extant. Halacha chav alef. Now, pigul einaisai tamei, one of these three categories, shahel m'lurish mizbeach, if you bring it to the tam mizbeach, mishem moshla uberubim, once the fives of mizbeach take a hold of the majority of that piece of meat, pakei surmehem, so those prohibitions of pigul einaisai tamei are removed from them. It becomes lechem of the mizbeach. Now, ve'emurim mitzarf mehem abasla kezayis, the sacrificial parts combines with the meat for the shir b'kezayis, ve'em ba'ilu b'mishor kachem, whether a burnt sacrifice or other kachem, l'chayel ha'mishem pigul einaisai tamei, to be liable for pigul einaisai tamei, they're all in this category of pigul and nesotame, and therefore they would combine the meat with the sacrificial parts. Now, halacha of beis further qualifies this liability of eating the pigul and nesotame. What's considered eating? It has to be something that's edible. So, zevach shen nispagel, regarding carbon that was made pigul, which was one category, or shen nesel azman, it was left over after its time, which pigul and nesel. Now, the achim men you eat from, and both of these, one is not allowed to eat from, but he eats from min ha'or, from the skin, or min ha'maraka, from the gravy, or min ha'tavon, from the spice, or min ha'lal, or from the piece of meat that's stuck on the skin when you skin the animal, or min ha'mura, from the crop, or min ha'gidim, from the tendons, min ha'kanayim, from the horns, min ha'lafayim, from the hooves, min ha'tzapanayim, from the fingernails, min ha'chartim, from the beak, min ha'naitzah, from the feathers, or min ha'beitzah'oy, from the eggs of the bird, they ain't chayav karas. You're not going to be chayav karas. Because those are not considered the primary carbon itself to be chayav. And mechay tmei haguf. Which is the third category that we spoke about. If he has a physical tumma, which that's the third type that one would get karas. If he eats from these things, from a kosher carbon, in a chayv karas, not going to have karas, avol makon is makas mas, but we would give him rabbinic lashes. Alech chav gimel, now achal min ashlil, let's eat from the fetus of the carbon. I mean, ashlil, you're from the placenta, which is the sac that it comes in, chayv mishum pigul b'nei sabitam, and there actually would be chayiv if you had pigled by the meat, which the shlil and the shilya become pigul also, one would be chayiv mishum pigul b'nei sabitam for those three categories, like one eats from the rest of the meat of the carbon, that's considered like the meat, unlike the previous halach. Halach of Dalad, kachi gayim, regarding the kachim of a non-Jew, who he could bring certain kabbans, But in chayim lemish and pigum nesa. But tamid dina halachas pigum nesa. Tamid do not apply. And mechin dama kachim kerish rabbana. Also, another exception is the blood of a kachim also does not have this halacha, like we explained. And mechin tzotu halavoina, the frankincense, vakatarius, the incense, vaitzim, the wood. In chayim lemish koros, one's not mechayev koros on them. Lemisham pigul, lemisham noisa, lemisham tumazagov. They're also those exempt from these three halachas. A pigul noiser, and if he has a tumazagov, which low generally these three halachas are kares, that would not apply to the levina, the ketaris, and the eitzim.